Beach easy.
Hey, mamas. Welcome to another episode of I Speak Mama, the show where we cover the joys and the tribulations of motherhood. This episode, we are talking all about life's milestones and how we handle them. So, Shannon, we haven't been in studio in a long time.
It's been forever.
And you know what? I didn't even tell you guys who I was. I'm Jen, Colton and Nolan's mom.
I'm Shannon, Gabriel and Grayson's mom.
Perfect.
We almost forgot how long it's been. Wow. So milestones. Now, you came up with this topic.
I did.
So you must have something, a milestone taking place right now. Or do you have some questions about?
Milestone right now for us, and it's because we're registering for kindergarten.
Aww.
So, like, I think kindergarten's first day of kindergarten is a big milestone.
It's huge.
Yeah.
So I'm going to – kindergarten for us, for Gabriel, was COVID.
Oh.
Yeah. So when we were registering, they used to, in the schools, you would actually go. There was a day that you would go to the school and register and get to meet some of the administrative staff. But with COVID, of course, that wasn't taking place. So you had to do everything online, which was really actually nice. But since the fact that it was COVID and they weren't allowing the parents and guardians inside the schools, they actually did, I think it was like 4 days of just half days before the school year started. So mm-hmm. the week prior to the school starting, for the kids to come in and kind of just check out the school. And I don't even know if it was a half day. It may have been like 3 or 4 hours at a time, just to get those kids acclimated, because of big transition from whether it be from a daycare or from your grandmother's or whatever that might be. And then they also had to wear face masks the entire year. And we were on, of course, the whole hybrid schedule. So he was in, I think it was like Monday, Wednesday, Friday or something like that, or Tuesday, Thursday. I don't remember. It's such a blur. But Grayson's was still a little in the mix of COVID. But it was a little bit better.
Yeah.
He didn't have to wear face masks as much. So your kindergarten story is probably going to be
completely different.
Completely different.
Yeah.
And actually, you know, kindergarten is such a big experience. When I dropped Gabriel off, I was in tears a little bit, but I think I was in more tears when I dropped Grayson off for kindergarten.
Because it was your last time.
It was my last time. And maybe it was tears of joy of no more daycare payments, too. But yeah, and also I made sure that Gabriel, hold Grayson's hand, take him to his class, because they were fortunate enough to have the same kindergarten teacher, and take him to his class, tell him where to go, you know, make sure he's okay. So Gabriel would walk Grayson to class, I think it was for the first maybe 2 or 3 weeks.
Aww,
and it was the cutest thing in the world. So
sweet.
For me, like, that was my kindergarten memories and everything. But kindergarten is such a – for the kids, it's fun. Mm-hmm. You know, you go from – we're fortunate enough that our kids have been – both of us have been in daycare situations.
Right.
But they're not just daycares. They're learning centers.
Correct.
So our kids were kindergarten ready. You'd be surprised. I think the statistics for our area, that 76% of kids in our area are not kindergarten ready. As in, they don't even know how to, like, say a word, much less even read, or even some of them don't even know their colors or numbers.
Yeah.
So that is one advantage that we have.
I mean, yeah, I was going to say, but those kids are starting off at such a disadvantage going in.
Such a disadvantage. And I've learned.
I mean, I'm over here, like, we have teacher friends that know the tests that qualify, you know, kids and see where they are at the reading level. And I'm like, going to pay the teachers to come and, you know, get Colton ready for school.
Girl, I'm going to tell you right now, Colton's ready. I promise you. And the amount of work that they do, because they do the little centers, you know, kind of like a little bit like the learning center, but they do the centers as in, okay, this area is going to be doing the reading. This area is doing like the drawing or the numbers and coloring. This area is doing. So they have different areas that the kids get to go to. And of course, they are having to sit at their seats more often than what they're used to. So that's the big adjustment.
I would imagine.
The first 2 weeks, plan on doing absolutely nothing after school because he's going to be so worn out. He will go to bed at like 7 o'clock, maybe earlier. And you're going to be like, oh, this is wonderful.
I can't wait for nap time to officially go away,
because it does.
Colton has been done with naps for a long time.
Yes.
So that time will be better used someplace else.
Yes.
I'm also very excited for like a structured PE time.
Oh, yeah.
Because when they go outside now or have like physical activity time, it's unstructured and it's just a free-for-all.
So you'll learn too.
Well,
they have the specials. It's every week's a different special.
Love it.
So, and I think that's all of our Horry County Schools. But they have recess, like you're saying, more of a structure. It's like 35, 40 minutes. But they have specials, as in he'll have PE, he'll have art, he'll have music. I want to say they even do, I don't know if they start STEM in kindergarten. That may be first grade. But it's so cool to hear, like, the little things that they learn about. So, yeah, he's going to love it.
Yeah.
Because you guys are very structured, too.
Mm-hmm.
You need that.
Yeah.
It's so wonderful.
And that's one of the things I'm nervous about kindergarten is it's a new routine for us.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to a new spot, different time in school. Both boys are going to be going to opposite
different
places.
Schools, so yeah, it's, different pickups.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're going to have to adjust to all of those. So I think I'm more nervous that than I am him actually walking into
in
the
school
and being part of it all.
So do you have the it's a part of Dolly Parton's Imaginary Library.
Okay.
He will get it in, I want to say, June or July, but it's like welcome to kindergarten or first day of kindergarten. We always, for both of them, we read that book the night before kindergarten, and it goes through, like, kind of what your day is to be expected. And, of course, you know, I'm, like, kind of tearing up when we would do that reading, because then they're just asking. They're so intrigued.
Yeah.
So make sure to do that.
Okay.
And I know you're going to get it because you are part of the Imaginary Library.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is something that Dolly Parton does for the areas that her attractions are in. And it's wonderful.
Yeah, it is.
Those,
such a great
out of all of the books that we've gotten, because a lot of those books we've grown out of, those are the books we kept.
Yeah. There was one we got the other day, and she picks out the best books
she
to send.
She does.
It's called Solitary Animals, and the art in that book is so beautiful.
It's all really bright colors, but not a lot of words.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
It is gorgeous. And I'm like, I want to read this book.
Right?
It just calms me and soothes me, and I'm like, let's do this.
She knows, it seems like her team, they're so smart, business smart. They know when to send the right books.
Yeah.
Because, of course, you know, when he turns five, that's when it
next
stops.
Next month. Yeah.
So he'll get his kindergarten ready book.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yes. But yeah, are y'all excited? Are you nervous?
Excited and nervous. Yeah.
So I think teachers?
No, I will be I'll be involved.
Yeah.
But I'm probably not going to be like a
crazy person like me of like
I'm not going to call you out, but yes.
Well, so I will say, because of the fact that we were in COVID year for kindergarten and I could not have access to the school. Thank God that I knew our kindergarten teacher, because if I didn't even know our kindergarten teacher, I wouldn't have even had an opportunity to meet the kindergarten teacher. Mm-hmm. But I did start serving on the PTA board a few months into kindergarten because I was like, well, this way I can at least get in the building.
Yeah.
So that was my one main reason to actually join the PTA board. Now I've kind of stepped back from the PTA board just because I've been so busy for the past several months.
Yeah, you think you'd have a little time to
Well, now that the administration staff, you know, we're all on the first name basis. Like yesterday, our assistant principal calls me. She's like, "Hey, Shannon, it's Amy." Yes, I don't even have to say her last name because that's how we're on. I was like, "What did Grayson do now?" I was like, "Can you just call me about Gabriel something, you know?" But but I'm very blessed that we were able to build that relationship. So I would tell you, know your teachers.
Yeah.
Like, take that. They send home usually the first day a sheet and it says all about them.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I studied that. I learned what sports they like, what their favorite color, favorite candy, favorite restaurants. Because during, of course, Teacher Appreciation Week, but if I knew, too, that the kids were acting up here and there, okay, you like M&Ms. I'm going to send some M&Ms in today just to say thank you for all that you do.
I mean, essentially, those teachers are spending more time with our children during the week than we are, you know.
Praise you, teachers. Mm-hmm. You guys are rock stars.
Yeah.
So, but kindergarten, I mean, honestly, it's a big transition. But once again, we are so fortunate that we had the means to be able to take our children to a learning center and then
Absolutely.
Have them ready for the school year. So, but Nolan and Colton, do you think that they're going to be nervous about not being at the same place, or do they see each other at
They really don't see each other that often.
Yeah.
Even though their classrooms are right across the hall from each other. You know, most of the time during the day, they have separate playgrounds.
Yeah.
They are both eating in their classrooms, so they're not even in the hallway a ton. Yeah, I don't think it'll be the drop off. I think will be the largest.
The change,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Colton will actually experience getting to switch classes because he'll get to go to a course of specials, but he'll also get to go to the cafeteria.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's going to have so much fun.
He is. He's going to love every second of it. Yes. And with kindergarten comes preschool graduation. And I had no idea this is such a big
girl.
Big deal.
So.
Colton has been learning songs.
Oh, yes.
For like 3 months now.
Can I tell you what?
I'm going to cry like a baby when this graduation happens.
Can I tell you? So Gabriel did not get a graduation.
Okay. Because
it was COVID. Mm-hmm. Boo COVID. But Grayson's graduation, we were allowed to have, you were only allowed two people. So that's it. So mom and dad. Mm-hmm. So with Grayson, because we have so many friends that we have made from Grayson's age, me and probably, I think it was 8 or 9 of the moms, we tailgated in the parking lot before the graduation because we were like, we made it.
Yes.
But it's so cute.
Oh my God.
I have all the videos of Grayson's. It's so cute. And they get to wear the cap and gown.
I know.
John actually took all the pictures for Gabriel's graduation because Gabriel did not actually get a graduation.
Yeah.
So he took all the pictures of Gabriel in his cap and gown for us.
Oh.
Producer John.
Thank you, Producer John.
Yes.
That's so sweet.
It was at the Plains over at Market Common. Mm. So, yes. It was so sweet.
Yeah. Like, that's a milestone in itself.
Yeah.
Did you guys, like, do anything, like, special dinner or, I mean, we talked about this earlier, but I'm terrible so far at calculating milestones.
I
couldn't tell you when they started walking.
No.
I couldn't tell you when they started talking.
Time hop is my best friend.
Exactly.
And I was going to really try to prepare myself, but this is just life. It gets away from you. So there's got to be apps out there that you could probably place, like, you know, oh, this happened, this happened, this mm-hmm. happened. And if there's not, we need to trademark that.
So there is an app. And I don't know if it's an app, but it's like a service you can sign up for. And I started doing very early on with Colton, and then it just dwindled off and on. But they send you, like, a text message mm-hmm. on a whatever basis. I don't know if it's, like, weekly or monthly or whatever. And it's like, what did Colton do today? And you respond to the text message with, like,
neat.
Things that – or, like, what stage they're in
yeah.
and all of that kind of stuff. And then – at some point later in life, I'm sure they sell you like a
book
or whatever that has your...
Oh, so it doesn't like send back to your email or something.
Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm.
Girl,
we might be having
a business venture
exactly.
coming up, mm-hmm. you know, because especially all of us parents that are just on the go 24/7.
Yeah.
There are certain milestones I remember because
yeah.
of Time Hop, because of course, Facebook,
right.
thank goodness for Facebook. I always said, I'm going to make that journal. Mm-hmm. Gabriel has a baby book. Grayson doesn't.
I don't feel so bad because my mom gave me a baby
That's
book
right.
a couple years ago, and it was like 3 pages filled, and that was it. But, you know,
it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's some of the milestones that, you know, take as many pictures.
Right.
Video. So
yes.
the boys and I, we love to actually go back through my phone and just see videos of just seeing their voices changing.
Ooh.
Not even mm-hmm. just how tall and the changing, because right now both of my boys are very thick right now. Grayson has never really had meat on his body, but he is looking like a linebacker because he's about to go through another growth spurt. Mm. But going back and seeing some of those videos and stuff and just hearing that little squeaky voice,
mm-hmm.
it is adorable.
Oh.
Yes.
Nolan's going through his no phase right now.
Oh.
Everything is no. He doesn't even know what he's saying no to. It is so stinking adorable.
Aww.
It's so cute. But he also, a huge difference I've noticed in the boys is, so Colton was a fan of books, but
yeah.
like if we would read books at night and that was it. Nolan is obsessed with reading books.
Oh,
like,
wow.
If you have a book in your hand, he wants to sit in your lap and read it. And as soon as you close it up, he jumps off your lap and goes, gets another one and brings it to you and jumps back in. And
that's awesome.
He sits the whole time you're reading. Like, he's not trying to flip the pages.
Really?
He's not trying to, you know, interrupt and all that. Like, it's his jam. Like, book reading is where it's at.
Are there certain books that he likes, like colorful books?
We do.
Or,
okay. Yeah, we have a set of probably 10 to 15 that he goes to on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, one of them is a Llama Llama book.
Oh,
I don't know if you guys,
we love those.
Yes, so good.
We still have those.
Yeah. Well, there's part of it where, you know, obviously mama rhymes with llama, so
yeah.
they use mama a lot. And, like, we've read it so many times, he knows
he
when mama
it.
Is coming. So he, like, says mama when Aww. It's supposed to come in the part of the book.
That's so
and
cool.
It's, like, my favorite thing. Like, bedtime.
Yeah.
or even just like a Saturday when I'm like, you know what, we're not really doing anything. I'm going to grab a book and read to Nolan, and he jumps into my lap and we'll sit there for 20, 25 minutes and just read.
Aww.
And it's so cute.
I miss those.
I know, right?
I wish we were better. And I will say this is, it's not even a mom fail. It's just one of those things that life does. It always gets in the way sometimes, but we are in sports and work and everything that we don't read as much as at nighttime as we used to. But I will say on the weekends, my kids, they enjoy when they get up because they know until it's like light out, don't come downstairs. Mm-hmm. Go to the bathroom at least and go back to your room. And they both will, they'll read a book. And which is wonderful just to see that, like that they still enjoy to do that. But I need to get better about doing the whole reading again and all of
that. It happens.
It does.
Shannon, I can't remember to make sure that Colton brushes his teeth. So at least you got, it's just reading.
Golly.
They're getting it somewhere. But
well, trust me, when Colton gets a little bit older, you'll know if he brushes his teeth or not because you will smell it. Same with deodorant.
I was going to say, we're getting there with the feet. Oh, my Lord, his feet.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
John
just showed me up a picture of... so
who's
cute.
That one? Oh, with Colton. Uh-huh.
Yes. In his little Pelicans uniform.
Time's flying.
It is flying.
It is flying. Mm-hmm. Now, how old is Nolan?
18 months.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
So we're in the midst of it all. I mean, our house is chaos, and I wouldn't have it any other way, to be honest with you.
You know, everybody says like, oh my goodness, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it. And I get that a lot. But I don't know what I would be doing if it wasn't chaotic.
Right.
When things are calm, I feel like, okay, I must be missing something. Mm-hmm. I almost have to like count. Okay, there's Gabriel, there's Grayson, there's Ben, dogs. There's, you know, like something's not right.
Are we missing soccer practice?
Yes.
Are we missing baseball practice?
I'm constantly checking the calendar,
like,
making sure.
Does someone need to eat?
Yeah.
Does someone need a drink? Like,
yeah,
what's happening here?
Because if it's not chaotic, something's not right. So, but I will say, so to a milestone in a sense for our family, we have for the past, of course, all the years, we have gone to our daycare. We have done their summer camp.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, the boys have decided with a bunch of their little buddies that we are all going to a different summer camp.
Oh.
And it's not just the boys deciding, of course. It's us moms deciding.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's most of the boys that were at the summer camp. They were all together. And the summer camp that they were at, of course, they're a rowdy bunch. We know that. And they need more things going on. The girls at the summer camp, they loved it because, you know, they can play Barbie dolls and, mm-hmm. and talk and play games and draw and color, whatever. Our boys are just wide open.
Right.
So we have now decided to go to a different summer camp. Mm-hmm. They do a field trip every day.
Whoa.
So that's going to be interesting. We had to buy season tickets for a few of the attractions in the area. So that's like a lot of money. And then we are also going to be having to provide food, like pack their lunches mm-hmm. daily. So anybody has suggestions on lunches, please send my way because I have never done the packing, the lunching. Mm-hmm. I have always been, okay, I will pay for your lunches if I needed to. We have been very blessed this past year with Horry County Schools that they have provided the meals for free. So any ideas, suggestions for lunches?
Yeah. Yeah.
Send it over.
I mean, let's open up a TikTok account and
Golly,
we'll go through it.
You know what
we'll
I mean?
Make it a whole episode.
That is the truth. I mean, there's only so many peanut butter and jellies you can have.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Right.
And Lunchables after a while.
And your boys aren't terribly picky, so like...
Well, Grayson is.
Okay.
Gabriel will eat anything if he's hungry. Mm-hmm. And he'll try anything. Grayson is definitely picky. So it was going to be interesting to see how we pull this off.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. and then they're going to be going to the water park once a week. I don't know about you, but I get very nervous. And I know your mother-in-law would agree with me on this. I get very nervous about having my kids at a water park without me.
Uh-huh.
Just they're great swimmers, but mm-hmm. it's still... It's scary.
It adds an extra element of...
It does.
I don't want to say danger because
that's
not...
But it does.
But, you know, an extra element of concern.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's only when you have chaperones. I mean, there's only so much you can truly watch.
Right, right.
So mm-hmm. so that's going to be another...
Yeah.
Something mm-hmm. to be thinking about. Yes. So, but yeah, so we'll be experiencing that in just a few weeks, really, it seems like. Because, I mean, school is almost over. I think one of our teachers told me last night it was... 31 days left or something like that or 30 days or something. I don't remember. Yeah. Something.
Yeah.
Those
that would
lines.
Probably make sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we're in the middle of April. So.
Yeah. Right. So We're almost there.
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
And what grades, remind me again, what they'll be going into?
So we'll be going into fourth and third. We're in third and second now. Yeah.
So you have a while until we move different schools.
Well, I keep thinking about it, though.
I'm sure.
Fourth and fifth grade for Gabriel. And then, so sixth grade is, of course, middle school. And I'm already in my head of like, okay, what am I going to do after school for him? Mm-hmm. So that's the whole other. Barrett keeps telling me, Shannon, you have 2 years. Just calm down. I'm like, yeah, but that's
two years.
Yeah, but
if I don't start thinking about it now.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I'm a planner for some stuff.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So we'll be doing that. But right now I've been told I'm focused on school, baseball, and flag football. So we've been – that's what we're in right now, on top of work and everything else.
Yeah, yeah. So, just all those life things.
Yeah. So have you been up to anything? We haven't even talked since you went to Vegas.
No. Vegas was...
Was it fun?
It was fun, yes.
Did you get to see any shows?
No, we didn't. A lot of it was work-related stuff. We went to some awesome restaurants. I saw the Bellagio Fountains.
Okay.
And water show. So, I mean, that's not really like show, but.
Yeah, but it's really pretty.
Yeah.
Is that your first time going?
First time in Vegas. Mm-hmm.
Did you do any betting or gambling?
Took $100, left with nothing. So, like,
okay.
Ended it there, but had a good few hours of entertainment.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At least you can say that.
Exactly.
You knew what your limit was.
And I had done that. So, like, Atlantic City is close to where I grew up. So, mm-hmm. You know, I've been to Atlantic City before, so I understood, like, the casino
side
vibe.
Yeah,
exactly. I was shocked at the amount of people that had strollers in Vegas. Like, yeah, I don't understand.
I don't remember strollers in Vegas, but I was also
pregnant.
They were
everywhere. And I was like, I just don't understand what you would do with a stroller-aged child in Vegas. Like, it doesn't make sense to me.
One thing that I can't stand, sorry, each their own, but I just don't like people smoking everywhere. Mm-hmm. And that is one thing that it killed my eyes when I went. Because everybody does smoke everywhere.
The other thing that I was blown away by, so coming from East Coast, obviously time difference. So the first couple of days, I mean, I was wide awake at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And we were at the Venetian, so come down the main set of elevators, and at the bottom there was a Starbucks. And I was getting up at like 5 o'clock in the morning, going down there, getting, you know, coffee to come back up. And the amount of people that were walking around in their bathrobes from, I'm like, you know, you're still in public, right? Like, this is not an extension of your hotel room.
Oh, my goodness.
Just because you're in line at Starbucks doesn't, everyone can see you.
What is in the tagline? What stays in Vegas? What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas?
Right.
Is that okay? Oh. Yeah.
I was like, no, people.
We don't need that.
We still need to, I mean, granted, I just had like leggings and a t-shirt on, so
yeah,
I wasn't.
But still.
But I was dressed.
Come on now.
I was dressed.
Wow.
I wouldn't be going to take photos, but I also wasn't in my bathrobe.
Some people on vacation, they just act a fool.
Apparently.
Golly.
Apparently. So
well, fun.
Yeah. I would go back for an event or something, but I wouldn't just be like, ooh, let's go to Vegas on a vacation.
Has Lewis ever been?
He's done some bachelor parties there.
Okay.
So he's seen that side of things, but yeah.
Barrett wants to go. He's never been. Mm-hmm. But like I was pregnant with Grayson.
Yeah, so your experience was...
A lot different. Yeah. But honestly, I'm not one to gamble. I'm not one to really... I can't stay up late. If I'm staying up past 10 o'clock, man, I must have had sweet tea at like 7 o'clock at night. So that's not really the vacation spot per se for us.
Yep.
But there's definitely a lot of cool things to go and see.
Absolutely.
And experience there.
Yeah. I mean, it's sensory overload for sure.
Yes.
Yes. So that was part of it. But, you know, I was glad to be home by the time I got home.
I can imagine. Anything else you got going on?
We're in the midst of T-ball. Just had our first opening ceremony.
What team is he on?
He is on the Horned Frogs.
Oh.
So we're a purple.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Look, we're the Giants.
Oh.
So we're orange.
Yeah.
So we can be little Clemson colors. is he enjoying it?
He is. Yeah. But opening day last weekend was the obviously first set of games, but they had like bounce houses and food trucks and everything out there as
part of
it.
Wait, does he play on the weekend?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does he practice on the weekend or?
No, practice like during the week, one day a week, and then games on the weekends.
How do you like games on the weekend?
It's fine. It's just Saturday morning. So, like, you know, for his age group, they don't have a game that starts past 11 o'clock. So,
I mean,
you're just in and out and,
yeah,
you know, no big deal. But everyone on the team was way more focused on getting to the food trucks and the bounce house and all of that than anything that was going on during the game.
Probably the parents were, too.
True.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's cool. That's a fun way to start it off.
Yeah. Yeah.
I swear, we have sports, though, every night. So on the weekends, sometimes we have the weekends to ourselves. But Gabriel actually, his chorus team, or however you say, I don't know the terminology for chorus, but chorus player, chorus
group?
Group, maybe?
Group,
maybe? I don't know. But they performed at the Carolina Opry here over the weekend. And it was a showcase of several different schools within Horry County, and whether it be elementary, middle, or high school. And it was truly remarkable to see the amount of talent in our area.
Oh, I'm sure.
There were so many kids that are in, especially in high school, that could be on Broadway.
Yeah.
I just, and you know, when you see all that and you see too of the amount of money that goes towards sports versus our arts community, I'm just like, wow, these kids, I mean, truly, I was in tears on some of the stuff because I just could not get over how these are young kids, especially, like I said, the middle high school, of what they can do and just the talent. So that was really,
that
it was
cool.
A lot of fun. So Gabriel got to, they did a song, and then at the end of the performance, everybody, all the kids, all ages, they all performed the song from The Greatest Showman.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They all performed it and learned like dance moves to it. It was the cutest little thing ever. They were, and it was like the high schoolers were taking the elementary school kids and walking with them down the all the aisles and everything. Oh, it was adorable. Mm-hmm. It was so cool just to see you know all these kids come together like that. Aww. So it was so much fun. But we lived at the Carolina Opry all weekend with
hey,
rehearsal
that's not a bad
and then,
thing. Yeah.
And then their event. So and then we just found out too that they're going to be our chorus is going to be performing at the Myrtle Beach Pelicans in a few weeks. The
National anthem.
Yeah. So
that's always exciting,
right? So yeah. So we'll definitely see how that goes.
Perfect. Yeah.
So. But yeah, okay. Other than that.
I know that we're running out of time.
Yeah, but you have a question,
but
I think.
I'm going to instill a new segment into our show.
Watch out.
Yes.
Okay.
So I was inspired by Jenna Bush Hager, who is one of my favorites.
Oh, about the losing the kid?
Yeah.
Oh,
have you seen this video?
I didn't see the video. I heard it. I was listening to it.
Okay. So Jenna and Hoda have the morning show together.
Yeah.
And
back again at a water park.
Correct.
Okay.
I'm just going to play the clip because she goes with it. And then we're going to just hang on.
So I had a birthday party for Mila with 14 kids at a water park. I accidentally lost one of the children. And it brought me to the realization that I'm done. I'm done with water parks. I've done them and they are over. Hoda also is done with several things like kids pushing back on bedtime or I don't like this food. And we have created a whole movement. It's called Mama's Done. If you're finished with something, you can just hide in the pantry like I do with the string cheese. And I wonder, what are you done with? Here are some things I'm done with that didn't make it to air. I'm done with crafts. In my house, I don't mind doing crafts outside. I actually like crafts, but I'm done with feeling like I need to be a DIY mom because I'm not a DIY mom and I'm actually not that great at anything DI or Y. I am done with breaking up fights in my home with my children. I'd rather just let them handle it. I am done with my children asking if they can use my phone to take selfies of themselves, or I'm not sure what they want it for. Google, go on my Amazon to purchase things that are never going to be purchased. I'm done. And listen, I love being a mom and I love my kids, but we're all done with some things. What are y'all done with?
That's awesome.
Yeah. So our new segment is, what are you done with? Mama's done.
There's so many things to list. I'm like, what can I even say? Number one, I'm done with, you can fill up your own water bottle. Mama ain't filling it up for you in the mornings.
I'm done with, Mama, guess what? Guess what, Mama?
What, Mama? What? Guess, yeah.
Done.
Why? But why, Mama?
Why? I'm done with the question, why? yeah. It's never, why, Dad?
No.
It's always,
Mama.
Why, Mama?
I'm like, your daddy's right there. Mm-hmm.
I'm also done with being the only person that can open any sort of food package in the entire house.
Right?
Like, both of them will come across the entire house downstairs.
While you're in the shower.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mama, can you open this for me? Your daddy is sitting on the couch.
Uh-huh. And yes. Nothing. No blame on Lewis's fault.
No, no. It's the just, kids.
They, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm actually, I am done to always saying, not always, but a lot, saying yes to whether it be sports or even just entertaining the kids, especially on the weekends. I have realized that we need a break. Mm-hmm. We have all, like, I think we've all hit that.
The limit, the
that
wall.
That limit, the yeah. wall. That, you know, this weekend we are power washing the house. We are doing all the yard work, and I am so excited. Because I don't even want to leave the house.
Love it.
So, yeah, I'm done with always having to entertain.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Because kids, y'all have enough toys. Go entertain yourselves. I know it's a little bit harder for you right this second, but.
Yes, but.
But, yeah.
Okay. So.
I'll keep on thinking.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm done with.
I'm sure the list will grow as times pass. And so there you are. You're done.
I'm done.
These are the things Mama's
There's
done
so
with.
There's so many things that you can think of, but it's like, I don't want to sound too rude.
Right.
I think the listeners yeah. will be like, oh, wow. All righty then. So I'll be nice, mm-hmm. but so I'll think some more on ways to yep. remember. But I'm so glad that you played mm-hmm. that, because while I was listening to that particular episode, I was like, see, I am not the only one about when it comes to water parks.
See, water parks, right? Because
That was the big thing that
maybe by the end of the summer, you'll be done with water parks too.
I've been done with water parks. Still done with them. I'm glad I don't have to go, but I'm kind of nervous still.
It'll all be good.
Yes. Yeah. But, you know, hey, life keeps on trucking along.
It does. And it does.
All that good stuff. So, but I think that... there's a lot of things that we need to catch up on. And right now my head's going all over the place because I feel like I haven't seen you in ages.
It really has been.
It's been about a month.
Uh-huh.
Maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And as you can tell, that's just, we had spring break and that was when you were in Vegas. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, just
other
work.
Things. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I will tell you. So this is the cutest thing ever. So Gabriel decided he wanted to plant like some different just like fruit and veggies. Mm-hmm. So we got a planter's box at Sam's Club, and he has his own little garden. And he waters it like it's supposed to, uh-huh. and he goes and checks on it daily. And we have a few things. We have a few little like sprouts coming up, the carrots, tomatoes. And I think it was the watermelon that's starting to kind of sprout.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, I'm so proud of him. He's
so
just...
it'll be a milestone when you guys get to eat
yes!
some items from his garden.
Yes, he's gotten so great about it. We got another little planter for him. So he's going to plant another set of some fruit and vegetables because he is wanting to get a little bit more healthier. So
I love it.
It's so cute. I was like, aww. He got two different watering containers. Mm-hmm. Because one was a good size for certain veggies, and then the other one was a good size for the other. So, yeah.
Awesome.
I know. He's so starting to grow into his own little man.
I love that.
He is, he's gotten the whole growth spurt here lately, and just the things that comes out of his mouth. We need to actually have just Gabriel on one day, because the things that he talks about, I sometimes have to question, like, are you 9 years old? Because he is starting to hear so many things, not only on TV, news, radio, but he's really taking it all in. And mm-hmm. there's been a few questions that he's asked. One was actually, it was a question about, they said something on the radio about sexuality. So anybody like it was just a really random question as to, well, what is that? Explain that to mm-hmm. me. And it caught me off guard. I'm like, oh, goodness, I don't even know how
I'm not prepared for this.
I'm not prepared for this. But those are the questions that he will ask daily about different topics or things that he learns at school. He's huge into geography and history. So he'll ask me about things that have taken place and want my opinion on it. Mm-hmm. So I'm having to start to go back and research things all over again because
retake like, history class, yeah.
Right? Yeah, Alexa gets asked a lot of questions these days.
Yeah, thank goodness for Alexa.
Thanks, the truth. That's the truth. So, but yeah, we'll definitely have to do that here soon.
That would be fun.
Yeah, but we'll have to have the guys on again.
Mm-hmm.
As love in the that. Husbands.
Yep. So. Yes. Yes. Yes.
But okay. Yeah, but if there's other topics you guys want to hear about, please
yeah.
let us know.
Yeah, and you know, Shannon, I don't know if you have been checking out our own social media, but we have some poppin' videos that have gotten a lot of views. So
yeah,
we appreciate all those
guys
that have watched, and we'll continue to put more out for you.
Yes. And we're done.
And we're done.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Cheers.
Cheers all. Bye.
Bye.
We don't just get away at the beach. We get together. Because no matter what floats your boat, we're floating right along with you. With over 2,000 restaurants, live music all day and night, and endless attractions, Myrtle Beach was made for having fun and beachin' easy. Welcome to 60 miles where you belong, the beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Plan your trip at visitmyrtlebeach.com.